International economists and trade experts say that in general, China is doing a good job of implementing the commitments it made when it joined the World Trade Organization. Most tariffs have been reduced to less than 10%. Foreign investors and companies are welcomed into the country, and Beijing has passed hundreds of laws and regulations aimed at creating a fairer, freer marketplace. However, critics say China still falls short in areas where foreign companies have a competitive advantage, such as intellectual property rights. This has raised concerns about Beijing's political will to lower barriers to trade in areas where the benefits to China are not immediately visible. U.S. Trade Representative Rob Portman says in China there are increasing numbers of technical barriers and opaque and unequally applied rules that obstruct foreign companies.
One of the WTO commitments is to permit direct sales. This is an area where the United States tends to have the predominant market share globally. And here in China, direct sales companies have not been able to operate with the same business model that use all around the world.
The Chinese government says it is doing all it can to reach its WTO commitments, and in fact on December 1st did loosen rules on direct sales. China's Minister of Commerce, Bo Xilai, says China has already opened more than half its service industries under the WTO, and says other sectors such as banking are opening on schedule. Mr. Bo says critics need to understand China's unique challenges.
China is a big trading country in terms of quantity, but it is far from being a strong trading country. Take China's exports, for example. In fact, half of China's exports are from foreign-funded companies. So, China's trading structure is very different from developed countries. As for trading volume per capita, it is even lower.
WTO compliance could be a factor in negotiations at the organization's ministerial conference in Hong Kong. From December 13th to 18th, trade negotiators from around the world will gather to try to reach new agreements on liberalizing global commerce. Those countries that are seen as being out of compliance may find themselves under new pressure to follow the rules. Pressure is growing on China to better protect intellectual property rights, in other words, copyrighted products such as movies, books, and software. U.S. trade officials say Chinese copyright violations cost U.S. companies nearly $4 billion every year. Two-thirds of the pirated goods seized by U.S. Customs come from China, including name-brand clothing, cosmetics, pharmaceuticals, and auto parts. Charles Martin is president of the American Chamber of Commerce in China. He says the problem is some local officials protect and profit from counterfeiting.
Over the years, China has built up a fairly sizable industry around counterfeit, and some localities are highly dependent for their employment on counterfeiting foreign goods and selling them in China and exporting them. So certainly there's a lot of pressure at the local level to keep these operations going, keep people employed. In other cases, these are actually enterprises that are doing the counterfeiting are actually owned by the local government. So it's an official type of counterfeiting.
Beijing says it is taking the issue of pirated goods seriously. Since last year, China has increased prison sentences for copyright violations for up to 7 years, arrested more than 5,000 suspects, and captured 12 production lines making illegal video discs. However, distribution of pirated products is still widespread, and illegal discs are easily found in China. At a store just a few blocks from the state intellectual property office, thousands of pirated digital video and compact discs are on sale for about $1 each. When asked about the latest releases, the saleswoman pulls out a cardboard box filled with hundreds of illegal copies of Hollywood's latest films. The woman says she cannot openly display recent films or authorities will confiscate them. But Chinese authorities rarely take action against the country's many retail stores selling fake goods. Experts say one reason is the difficulty in prosecuting offenses. Zhang Naigun is a professor of law at Fudan University. He says proving damages for copyright infringement is difficult.
So far, we have no such kind of clear rules regarding such kind of procedures. We should make procedure law in detail, not just judicial interpretation.
U.S. officials say China has pledged to make legal changes needed to protect copyright goods. On a recent visit to Beijing, U.S. Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice said she had seen a significant change in attitude about intellectual property.
They went to great lengths to talk about prosecutions, about some potential organizational changes that they might make inside the country to make it easier to prosecute cases of piracy.
Secretary Rice and many trade experts say that Chinese officials realize that protecting copyrights will be good for their economy. As China grows, the experts say, its entrepreneurs and designers will start to compete internationally, and they will want to make sure their products are not illegally copied. Daniel Scharf for VOA News, Beijing.